The United States Electoral College is the group of presidential electors required by the Constitution to form every 4 years for the sole purpose of electing presidents and vice presidents. Each state appoints electors according to its legislature, equal in numbers to its congressional delegation, senators and representatives. Of the current 538 electors, an absolute majority of 270 or more electoral votes is required to elect the president and vice president. If no candidate achieves an absolute majority there, a contingent election is held by the United States House of Representatives to elect the president, and by the United States Senate to elect the vice president. Voter suppression is a strategy used to influence the outcome of an election by discouraging or preventing specific groups of people from voting. For example, when you go to vote in the US, you should show your ID. But what about poor people or young people who doesn't have an acceptable ID to show? Exactly. They can't vote. Did you know that in 2016, the average time for standing in line to vote for a white voter is 10 minutes, and for a black voter it's 16? Why? And long queues disproportionately affect wage workers who doesn't get paid time off to vote. Or what about if you are young or homeless? In the US, local countries administer their elections, and each country or state has its own rules and regulation. Some regularly purge voters' names from the list of registered voters, which means voters need to register all over again. Republicans say the commission failed to uphold the law by letting people stay on the rolls, while Democrats say the law disproportionately affects young, poor, and minority voters who might not have a stable housing. What do you think about the Electoral College system? Does it work well in your opinion? And what do you have to say about voter suppression? Do you think that it should be changed? Thanks for listening to my podcast. Hope you enjoyed.